Okay, hey, it's day 14 of the Daily Santa podcast. I'm producer Dave here in the studio. I'm ready to go. All the lights are on. Everything's ready to go. All the levels are set. Everyone's done a mic check. We're good to go. This is a podcast. It's just for you. But you got to share it. Make sure you tell somebody about the Daily Santa podcast. Are you ready, everyone? Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Cue the music.
Hi, everyone. It's your favorite elf, Sophie. Hey, yeah. It's day 14. 14. We're like halfway to Christmas. I have some shopping to do for producer Dave and Twinkle and Carla and Kendall. Santa, I didn't get Santa's present yet. Uh-oh, I better go out and do some shopping after the show. So let's do the show, everybody. Here we go.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. Today is day 14. Thank you for joining us today as we count down to Christmas together. My name is Twinkle, and I am your host here on the Daily Santa Podcast. If this is your first episode of the Daily Santa Podcast, please pause and go back to episode 1. There is still plenty of time to catch up on all the fun. The goal of the Daily Santa Podcast is to get you on the nice list and keep you there. We have already talked about having good manners, being honest, showing respect, being responsible, having compassion, not making others feel small, kindness, helping our community, being patient, showing appreciation, being truthful and positive. What a list. And we are only halfway there. All of these daily challenges can make you a better person. We hope you were willing to give these a try. Today we are talking about being creative. We meet the elf DJ. We answer your Santa question and message. Selfie shares his love of elf too. Yeah! Producer Dave, let's pull a letter from the mailbag today.
Today's letter is from Andrew in Brighton, England. Andrew writes, "Dear Santa, I have been good all year, and I would like to have a bike for Christmas. I promise to take care of it and ride safely. Have a safe trip." Signed, Andrew.
What a great letter. Do we have any voice messages today that we can share?
We do have a voice message. Again, we get mail, we get email, and we always love, as a podcast, to have a voice message, because then we can put the person right on the podcast. Isn't it great?
Yeah!
So here, let me take out the information for the voicemail. One second.
Today's voice message is from Dawn in Vancouver, British Columbia. Producer Dave, you have been to Vancouver once.
Yes, I went to Vancouver for one day. Just one day, but I didn't want to come home. And I went about 40 minutes from Vancouver to Shannon Falls. It is close to Squamish, and Squamish has an amazing barbecue place. It's so good, Santa, I got to take you there. And the Shannon Falls is 355 meters. That's like 1,165 feet tall. And it's like the third largest waterfall in British Columbia. And it can be seen right from the sea to sky highway. What a trip. What a drive. It is gorgeous, British Columbia. We love you. You have a beautiful province. So yeah, let's get to that voice message. I'm excited.
Hi everyone. This is Dawn from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My question is for Santa. What time should my kids go to bed on Christmas Eve? Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, well, Santa would like to say, if everyone could go to bed 30 minutes before their normal bedtime. 30 minutes. That will give me enough time to kill around the world. Oh, and an extra 30 minutes would be great for Santa. So 30 minutes earlier than your normal time. Thank you, Dawn. And I want to go check out that barbecue place. Ooh, sounds yummy.
Producer Dave, if someone wanted to have their voice message played on the podcast.
Yeah, Twinkle, if you want to leave a voice message, you just go straight to dailysantapodcast.com. And there's a little microphone. Get your parents to help you. And you can have your voice right here with us on the podcast. It's fun.
Carla is here with another holiday fact.
Hi everyone, welcome to More Christmas Facts. I am your host, Carla. Today I had a bright idea. Let's talk about the story behind Christmas lights. Where did they come from and why do we hang them up all over during the holidays? Christmas lights actually started out just as candles. These candles were attached to the tree using wax or pins. The practice began in Germany during the 17th century, and over the next 200 or so years, it became an established practice in Germany and began to spread out into other countries of Eastern Europe. Thomas Edison, who is credited with the invention of the light bulb in 1879, followed a year later when he created the first strand of electrical lights and decided that in the spirit of Christmas, he would hang them outside his lab. Whilst the Edison Company started to make Christmas lights for people to put around their trees, people remained unsure about the new product, and that you'd have to get an engineer to come to around to put them up so only the very wealthy had them. It wasn't until American President Grover Cleveland used electric Christmas lights on the White House Christmas tree in 1895 that the idea really caught on. And ever since then, Christmas lights have seen major improvements, thanks to engineers. In the 1970s, Christmas lights were bulky and used a lot of energy. They were very hot to the touch, broke easily, and weren't very environmentally friendly. Engineers then started to work on LED bulbs, which use a lot less energy and are more efficient. LED stands for light emitting diode. They work by an electrical current passing through a microchip, which illuminates the tiny light sources we call LEDs. Whether your Christmas lights at home or a huge display in your town or city, Christmas lights are always improving. On the other side of the world in Melbourne, Australia, 120 cyclists have pedaled away to generate enough electricity for 35,000 lights on the city's Christmas trees, and in so doing set a world record for the number of bulbs lit up using pedal power. When you drive by a home all lit up for the holidays, or sit in your home watching the lights sparkle on your Christmas tree, now you know how all these lights came to be. Happy holidays.
Great day 14 fact, Carla. Thanks for sharing. Selfie, you seem to be really enjoying the elf version of YouTube. What is the elf version called?
Yeah, Twinkle. It's called Elf Tube. Elf Tube. It's just for elves, though. It's pretty cool.
What do you love about it?
What do I love? I love everything about it. It is so awesome. There's so many videos. And there's even little elf cat videos. Oh, so cute. So cute. So cute.
Who are you following on ElfTube?
Oh, I follow all of the big names in the elf community. I follow, I talked about Sam Papa Smurf. He's like kind of an elf. I follow him. And then Buddy the Elf, he was in a movie called Elf. There's so many great people on ElfTube.
Did you know that the Daily Santa podcast is available on YouTube? It is.
Yes, I am subscribed. Yes.
Producer Dave is hosting our podcast on his channel, True Media Solutions.
So whether you're on ElfTube like me, or YouTube like you, check out the Daily Santa podcast. Alright!
The YouTube version of our podcast is totally kid and family friendly. Our podcast is designed to be listened to by kids and even better as a family. Maybe before bed, during story time or during family time. Counting down to Christmas with the Daily Santa podcast is a great way to get excited and prepared for Santa's visit. Producer Dave, did I miss anything about our YouTube channel?
Yeah, our YouTube channel is there. It is kid-friendly. And you get to listen to all of the episodes on YouTube, right on your TV, or your phone, or your computer, your tablet, whatever. You can listen to our podcast YouTube. Isn't that amazing? So go there today and you'll see the playlist with all of the episodes and even some promos for our different episodes. All there on YouTube. The link is in the show notes. Get your parents to help you and you can watch and follow along on every episode of the Daily Santa podcast on YouTube. We'll see you there.
Let's go to Kendall in the newsroom for today's update.
And now, the Daily Santa podcast presents. The Santa Daily News. Daily updates from the North Pole.
Welcome to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. The Daily Santa Podcast celebrates day 14 of their daily countdown to Christmas. We reached out to producer Dave for his thoughts on the podcast so far.
Yeah, Kendall, we're having a great time on the podcast. I'm so impressed with everyone that's a part of this podcast and every listener. Listening, we're having people listening, new listeners every day around the world. It is so encouraging. And we're having a great time. So I hope everyone's enjoying it. Back to you, Kendall. Thanks.
Thanks, producer Dave. Twinkle has an audition for an upcoming movie voiceover role. We are all supporting him in his quest to be a big star on the big screen. Free skating is taking place tonight at the Elf Gardens. Drop by between 7 and 10 o'clock this evening for an evening of skating, hot chocolate and marshmallows. Marshmallow and his snow family and friends are also invited. Our local radio morning show DJ will be spinning the tunes for this event. Weather Guy, let's get a weather update so we can plan for tonight's event.
Yeah, we're going to have some light snow tonight for the skating. Light snow, which is fine. Still snow, but light snow tonight. There you go.
Thanks, Weather Guy. In other news, some Christmas cheer has been recently displayed and we wanted to share the story with you here on the Daily Santa Podcast. A local bakery in Breckenridge, Colorado opened their doors and their ovens to local residents struggling to pay for hydro. Community members were invited to bring their meals and baked goods to the restaurant and use the ovens for free. This caught Santa's attention. We want to thank everyone for being good neighbors and helping each other at this time of the year.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's do this. Right now.
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sounds. It's the hottest mixtape in the world. And you've got
this
it.
This is Elf Master Mike on the mic. Welcome to the morning show. Happy to be here with everyone, and we are here to give you the weather, the news, traffic on the nines. Because we do it on the nines, because we're elves. Hey. Yeah, you guys are in my studio, and I'm kind of wondering what you're doing in here. Podcasts and radio, you know, they're kind of similar or different. So, what's going on? Yeah, I host the morning show. I'm the voice of the North Pole, getting all those elves to work on time and making sure that everyone's ready for work. So, yeah. Do you guys have cool sounds like this?
You're jamming with the hottest disc jockey.
Disc jockey.
What about like this?
Exclusive hot new mix.
Yeah. Well, you know, morning show is morning show. We can do radio forever. And we really like promoting great new things like podcasts. Yeah. So, join us today and listen to more and stay in tune and be a part of the studio audience. Here on the radio.
Let's go, 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 go.
Wow, that was cool. Like the morning DJ just came into our podcast. That was awesome. I love his sounds and his voice. Oh my gosh. That was so cool that he came by. Isn't that great how radio and podcasting we can be friends, even though we're kind of doing something similar? And he's letting us use his studio. Isn't that awesome? That's really cool. All right, Twinkle, let's go to you. Let's talk about our topic of the day, about being creative. Because the morning DJ guy, he was creative. Let's go to you, Twinkle.
Thanks, producer Dave. Today we are looking at being creative and why it is important. 6 ways to become more creative. Being creative allows us to be more flexible and become better problem solvers. When you can solve problems, you are able to help others at the same time. 1. Allow time to dream and wonder. One of the main ways to become creative is to wonder. Like, why is the sky blue? Why does the ocean water have waves and not the water in lakes or ponds? How does gravity work? And so on. Find the answer to what you are curious about. This is a great way to be a better student. You will learn many things if you never stop wondering. 2. Share what you learn. Some kids are awesome at music. Some kids are great playing sports or reading. Maybe math is your superpower. Help those around you that might not be great at the piano or can run as fast as you. Help your friend read better, or show your classmate how to understand a math problem. If you learn and do not share, you are not helping others. 3. There is more than one way to solve every problem. There are multiple ways to solve a problem and also different perspectives to look at everything. Be open to others, how they do things, how they think. You can learn a lot from others around you. 4. Be curious. We are born curious. When you are thirsty, you get a drink of water. When you are curious, you fill up your knowledge tanks with information that will help you for the rest of your life. 5. Read for fun. If you can read for fun and not because you have to, you will fall in love with books. 6. Try something new, something that you have never done. You might find that you could unlock a fun new activity, sport or hobby that you would have never known about if you had not tried it for the first time. Being creative is very important. It helps us to think big, accept others and their differences, and become a better person. Be creative today, try something new.
Thanks everyone for joining us for day 14 of the Daily Santa Podcast. It is so much fun having you here with us. Remember, you can find us with your parents' help at DailySantaPodcast.com. That's DailySantaPodcast.com. We look forward to being with you tomorrow for day 15. Wow! Day 15 already. See you tomorrow.
Okay, so that's a wrap for day 14. Wow! Okay, day 15's tomorrow. This is going by fast, guys. We're having a great time. Hope everyone comes in tomorrow. We're going to start at 8 a.m. And we'll see everyone tomorrow. All right, everybody good? All right, have a great day, everybody. And hey, thank you for listening to the Daily Santa Podcast. We really, really love having you here. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Make sure you come back. And make sure you tell one person, about the Daily Santa Podcast. See you tomorrow. Okay, you know, you stuck around to the end. We only do this for the people that are super fans of the Daily Santa Podcast. You are a super fan. So, we share some bloopers at the end. These are just for you. Don't tell anyone else. It's a secret. Okay? So these are bloopers for you. Hope you laugh. And see you tomorrow.
Hey everyone, is everybody ready for today? Sorry, I am a little late. I slept in. My car wouldn't start. I had to shovel out from the snowstorm last night. And my coffee shop ran out of donuts. Not my day today, I guess. Aww. But now that I am here with everyone, this will be a good day.
Yeah. Okay. We're done. We did it. Yeah. Oh, we're not done recording. I thought we were done. We're not done. There's more?
Yay!
The radio DJ guy. He's coming here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could be a radio DJ. Traffic and weather on the 9.
Yeah.
What do you think? Think I can do it?
Yeah.
Do I have the voice for radio? Huh? Anyone? Well?